Welcome to Incandescent Tarot, a podcast exploring how to integrate tarot and spirituality with everyday life. I'm your host, Gina Wisotsky, a pro reader and utter tarot enthusiast. Join me as we tackle big questions like why the tower is so intimidating and what it means to develop a spiritual practice in this wild modern world. Hello, lovely listeners. It's that time for the March forecast. I'm really excited to turn over these cards and see what the month has in store for us. It feels like this is the month where the year really gets going. It's been kind of chaotic over here for January and February, but still, like, it felt like the precursor. And now things are defrosting over here in North Carolina. There's like a profusion of daffodils. It's a bit of an early spring. And I am looking forward to seeing what we have on the table today, because the last group was a little moody. There was a lot going on in the Swords group. So we had 3 out of 4 cards in the sword suit, and that had its own intensity. It was great. And if you want to be part of like more in-depth conversations on that, I do recommend heading over to the Substack and subscribing there. It's a really great space. But I was just recording a recap and thinking about how much came to light and how mentally exhausting it was. So I'm wondering if we're going to have a change of seasons in our reading as well. So let's do this. As is tradition, we're going to be doing a live reading, turning things over as we go, and looking at our 4-card spread. So we have a central card, which is our theme for the month of March. Then we have a second card that kind of goes over it, and that is our environment card. So what's happening in the world around us? How is that interfacing with the theme? And then to the right, we have 2 cards, a pair, a challenge, and an opportunity. So we're going to be talking about these, and I'll be describing the images as we go through the reading. But if you would like a visual, head over to the Substack, and you can see a picture of the cards there. You can also Google them. Ask Dr. Google. It is a standard Rider-Waite-Smith deck. Actually, this one is a kind of trippy coloring from the 70s called the Albino Waite-Smith. So if you really want to be accurate, you can Google those, but the symbolism will be identical. Okay, so now we're going to do it. The sun just came out from behind the clouds. I'm looking out the window. It feels like a powerful moment. So let's see what we have. Oh my gosh, already feeling, oh my, the tension release from my shoulders, because I mean, last month was really, oh, wow. Okay. I just turned over our last card and it's very exciting. Yeah. So last month's reading was targeted. You know, we had all of those swords cards and it was very much dealing with a specific theme. So, you know, for me, it felt like a lot of detail work. Like I really have to bring awareness and presence and some intentionality towards this part of my life. With the swords, it was all about thought, you know, how I'm conceptualizing of things. This month is so different. This month is actually a very diverse reading. So we have 2 major arcana cards, 2 minor arcana cards. I'm going to nerd out as is my way, but I'm just so excited. So we have the 2 majors, that's half of the reading, but the other half is in the minor arcana, but the 2 cards are both the number 2. So we have the 2 of cups and the 2 of wands. Ooh, duality, pairings, contrast. It's very exciting. Coming together. You know, when you do a tarot reading, it's interesting seeing how things emerge and in what order. And looking at this from the bird's eye view, I am very curious. It's not like a obvious reading. So I'm here for it, especially after last month where it felt like things were probably very obvious. And so the overall energy of March is a lot gentler. We're dealing with some big stuff. We do have these 2 majors, but it's more about gentle exploration than it is about editing or getting into the weeds and the details and interrogating ourselves. I think that was also a theme from last month. So let's start at the center, at the beginning, with our card for March. And it is a card that showed up in a weekly forecast last month. It's the Two of Cups. And so when I flipped this one over, I was just like, oh, like, you know, clutch my heart. This is such a nice, nice card. And I have to say, I'm really relieved, happy to see a lower number in our card of the month. So these cards tend to have less pressure associated with them. They deal with potentiality and promise without some of the intensity that comes with commitment or even like later stages when you are finessing something or putting the final touches on it. So March is a time, and it feels very seasonal, very springy, to embrace newness, to release expectation, and that can be a challenge. I'm saying that out loud and realizing that's hard for me. But this month has a lot of sweetness in small spaces, in seeing things for what they are in the present moment, not going beyond and making big, big stories. So where things start, you know, it's important to stay close to that beginning, to really relish the space when you don't know all the details, and to enjoy yourself. And that is very much part of the cups. So the Two of Cups is really about coming together. In the image, we see this couple, and they are approaching each other, grasping hands, and in their other hand, so one hand is outstretched touching the other person's, and then each of them holds in their other hand a cup, and above them is this kind of, there's like a weird lion's head with some wings sprouting from it. You know, you can't, it's tarot, you got a little, get a little trippy here and there. Now a lot of people actually call this the, well, not a lot of people, I call it the Lover's Light. It is similar to the Lover's card, but it's in the minor arcana. So it has I won't say lesser, but it's a gentler manifestation of connection. And it's occurring in the real world. It maybe doesn't have like the powerful archetypal pull of the Lover's card. And I'm grateful for that. I could use some gentleness. So this is really a time to focus on connecting with other people. And you know, actually, I would love to do a video about this later, thinking about like the social cards, cards that have multiple characters. In this one, we have two regular people, and they are coming together with their cups. So there's also this natural pull, or like we're being drawn this month towards people who have similar values, who care about similar things to us, and who also have something to offer us. I'm thinking about imagining like peering into the other person's cup and seeing ourselves reflected in it. And they're able to do the same with ours. So there is a big opportunity this month to learn about yourself through your relationships with other people. And the key to this being approaching other people with openness, a sense of generosity and reciprocity. You know, not only what can you do for me, but what can I do for you? How can I show you a part of yourself that maybe is not immediately visible to you? So this is a very lovely, cozy, inviting space. And it's a big shift from all the sword stuff, so might be occurring in a part of your life that maybe wasn't touching on the reading from last month, or just represents a shift, that there is some softening happening, and that maybe even some of the boundaries that you're able to put up in February are now working, and you're able to put down your guard and know that your filters are good, and that the people coming through and approaching you are worthy of your time and attention. So that is our central card, and we're going to be talking about that more as we go through the rest of the reading. But I do want to move on to our environment card here, which is pretty interesting. It's very different at first glance from the Two of Cups. Look at me already. It is the Hierophant, and this is a major arcana card. It's interestingly also a social card. So there are three people in this image. We have the Hierophant, and this card was also known as the Pope back in the day, back in the OG tarot times. This was the Pope. So it's very religious. This person is dressed like a Pope. They're sitting on a throne. At their feet are two people, two supplicants, who are facing and looking up at them. So This is an interesting image, and I am really intrigued by the fact that we have a lot of relationships going on in this central duo. So it does seem like March is an excellent time to be reaching out to others and seeking out knowledge through your relationships. It's a good time to be learning and to be finding teachers and also offering your services as a mentor or teacher. Again, I'm drawn back to this theme of reciprocity in the Two of Cups, that we may find some spiritual and emotional sustenance in more formal educational scenarios, whether that's, you know, self-directed or particularly, again, the social theme in groups with other people. So let's, you know, there's so much to say in this reading, and I'm really intrigued by how broad it is, not in the sense of topics, but more in like the scope of it. So if last month felt very focused, like we are looking at one thing up close, this month our vista gets much more expansive and wide. And we see this in our challenge card, actually, which is the Two of Wands. So there is an influx of energy. The Wands cards have to do with the element of fire. And we are lighting up, and maybe that part of that is from our experience of the Two of Cups, whether it's a newfound connection with another person, ourself, or an object of affection. It could be even like a interest that is becoming more sustaining and intriguing to you. Whatever it is, it is tempting and inspiring us to look broadly at our life and to aim for some bigger things. In the Two of Wands, we see a figure standing on what looks like a castle parapet there above a lovely landscape that's curving around a bay, and they are looking out towards the water and holding a globe in their hand. And I just got extremely excited because there is a shout out here. This is a seamless transition to our opportunity card, but we'll stay focused for the moment, try and challenge myself here. But in the Two of Wands, we see almost too much vision. So all of the excitement and the very genuine burbling up that's happening in the Two of Cups part of our lives is inviting us to look beyond what we have been doing so far. Now, that being said, the Hierophant as our environment card is saying that rather than casting a wide net, having more grandiose plans, like we could do anything, we could go anywhere, that this month we'd be better served by staying close to our studies and finding the place that we have been working to build up within ourselves. I really like the space of the Hierophant. It is an interior space, which is not very common in the tarot deck. And it is a stone hall. It's very heavy, but there is this very encouraging solidity to it that is making me feel like we have been doing a lot of work. And maybe this is tied to some of our swords play last month, but we've been doing a lot of work to create a sacred space for ourselves. And we are starting to understand what it is we need to be learning right now. And that may feel kind of serious and intense, but it is worth investing in. Like, we are opening up to something rather profound. And the excitement of the Two of Cups can feed into that focus. But we will be tempted to, in our challenge card, kind of spread it out in a way that is too diffuse. So more flighty plans, escape plans, fantasies, even spreading ourselves too thin or doing little actions in many different areas of our life that don't build up into something helpful or conclusive. So focus and determination and digging deeper into like the why of what you're doing will be really important this month. I will say, though, that this is not an acute situation or a dire warning, but it is saying that we can do so much more and something much more profound if we pay attention to the spaces that we have been working to cultivate or the realizations that are taking up more and more space in our life that ultimately ground us and give us a deeper sense of purpose, that pouring the inspiration and excitement that's coming up in the Two of Cups into that space rather than just getting flighty and fanciful will be extremely powerful. So it's like we could be piddling around having fun, but having it not accumulate into anything, or we could be having fun and then using that to refresh ourselves, to fuel ourselves as we do some really big, important work with the Hierophant card. So I would much rather do that. That seems extremely impactful. Okay, so I've been kind of sitting on this little exciting bit of the reading here. Let's talk about our opportunity. This is so lovely, and not only is it a lovely card, period, but it's really interesting that we have a representation of it in miniature in our challenge card. Now, that makes me think that there may be some siren songs, some like false idols appearing this month, ways that we think we're going for something big, but that are actually not the real deal, because our opportunity card is the World. And this is the final card in the Major Arcana. So it is extremely powerful. It's the culmination of the Fool's journey. So the Fool is number 0, the World is 21. And this is very important. So it shows that we are close to a breakthrough. We are close to really inhabiting ourselves in a way that we have been working towards for quite some time. And we had a visit from the Fool this past month. So there is like there's a little inkling, you know, from February of where you've been pushing yourself. Where are you heading? What have you maybe recommitted to? And it seems like in March, there is a big opportunity to achieve that. So maybe even a quick cycle through the Fool's journey, you know, in tarot, that progression is seen as something that can happen multiple times, should happen multiple times. So it's not like we just do this A through Z and then we're done. It's more of like a spiral that's winding upwards. So it is possible that we have like a mini unfolding or like a shorter unfolding of a Fool's journey, something that started in February that has the potential to reach its culmination in March. So think about ways that you have been really putting yourself out there and ways that you have been trusting that you will emerge in your full form, especially if you don't know what that looks like yet. I think that's the key part of the World. So this card features they're like 90% nude. So I'm going to say a nude figure. They're sort of cloaked with this little scarf strategically. And they are framed by this wreath and they are in the sky. They're not touching the ground. They are just floating in the sky. And they have been referred to by some tarot scholars as the World Dancer. So there's this sense of ease, of mastery, of being in a sense of rhythm with the world, the universe, your life force, all that fun stuff. Now, that is very different than the Two of Wands. So that person is like decked out in clothes. They have so many layers. They're wearing a hat. They're wearing shoes. They're standing on this castle parapet, firmly on the stone. And I am feeling a sense of we could stop at the place that feels like maybe it has all the signifiers of accomplishment, you know, the castle, the view, the clothes. Or we could aim towards something much bigger and unknown to us. I love that idea of the vulnerability of the world, that when you step into that space, like you're not clothed in anything. You have to be fully what you are and who you are. So that is a helpful way to orient yourself this month. At least it is for me as I'm saying this, that you know, where you feel a little bit exposed, but ultimately free and expansive is the place to go. And I do think, especially with the Hierophant, because that card is really about, you know, esoteric teachings, religious meaning, spirituality that is given like weight and tradition, that we have a unique opportunity this month to do something that is meaningful to us in the larger scale of our life story, rather than limited by ideas of achievement that are, you know, legible on the ground, like, you know, having money, getting money, like having a career accomplishment that feels exciting, but also will make sense to other people. I think those things are possible and might be fun to pursue, of course, but the larger story in March is one of deeper personal meaning. And there's something kind of mysterious going on there. So I'm very excited by this. And I'm also excited by the fact that there is a larger theme of opening. And both the Two of Wands and the World feature this opening. In the Two of Wands, there's also a sense of control. Like this person is, you know, fully, you know, decked out, ready to go, but they're still solid, standing, waiting, thinking about the possibilities. In the World, however, this card is just floating out there. So I do think this is a good time to take some risks and to go beyond your comfort zone, knowing that it will ultimately massage out or unveil some truths about yourself. So it is the time for a bit of a leap, which again is like a shout out to the Fool, which appeared last month. In that card, we had to leap towards something because it felt right. And in this reading, we're having to trust ourselves enough to make the final step. So there may be a sense of committing to something in March or coming out fully in your true splendor, getting behind an idea or a value, living it in your life fully. So no pressure. No, it seems to be a very beautiful array here, and also kind of undergirded by some support. So returning again to the Environment card of the Hierophant, I do think that this is a time that if you're feeling a little exposed or like you're taking maybe a couple steps too far out over the void, that there is a lot of wisdom and tradition and teachings available to you. So grounding yourself in practices that give you that sense of solidity, reaching out to other people who have had experiences or are living lives that seem resonant for you. And again, for our theme card, the Two of Cups, letting your relationships inform and support your movement into the space of the World card. And I think this is especially potent, that the people close to you can reflect back to you whether you are kind of ultimately playing it safe with the Two of Wands, or really moving towards an expression of your true self and taking some risks with the world. I feel like this is a good place to stop, but part of me wants to just keep on talking at you about these cards, but we're going to wrap things up here. It is always such a joy to have you listening in. If this is your first episode, welcome, and do join the conversation over on Substack. You can subscribe for free there to get these readings and the weekly forecast delivered to your inbox. You can also pay to subscribe. It's very, very affordable, and be part of the ongoing conversations. There's monthly check-ins and reviews with prompts to explore and integrate the cards. And excitingly, there's going to be some motion happening over there on Substack in the next coming months. It's going to get a little makeover and we're going to add some things. So stay tuned there, but it is a joy to have you here. And do share any comments, any experiences you have over on the post, or you can email me info@incandescenttarot.com. I hope you have a wonderful March. I'm definitely feeling a lot more excited about this month looking at this reading, and I'll be back for our next reading for April. Until next time.